brought to you by the fluffy McDonald's Scrambled Egg Burger.
In case you missed the show with Gene Danker and Edward Russell,
hear it on the podcast.
We'll catch you up right now.
Hey, hey.
It's time for This or That Tuesday.
And so many entries have come through. What's happening?
Yeah, so the question is whether you would want to always be cold or always be hot, always live in a hot country or a cold country, a hot climate or a cold climate. Roland has said, cold weather because I can always layer up to keep warm, but there's only so much I can strip down to keep cool. That is exactly my reason, Roland, why I always want to be in cold weather. Because you're right. Once you've taken off all your clothes, and considering the rules of the game are we can't have aircon, there's no other way to cool down anymore.
That's okay. Okay, so you pick cold weather.
I'd pick always cold weather. Leonard has said cold weather anytime. Sweater weather is the best. And this one coming through on WhatsApp from DeLon, who says, for me, it would be cold all the time. I can generate and retain heat, but I don't know any methods to generate coldness. I mean, okay.
That's accurate. That's accurate. We also got one here from Aisha. And Aisha says, hey, Gina and Edward, my hubby and I just got married. Hubby's from NYC. He loves the hot weather. His rationale is at least when the sun goes down, summer as in a hot weather is bearable as compared to cold weather. Okay, I guess, you know, for us in Singapore, we're always in hot weather, so naturally we'll gravitate to always cold weather, I think.
Yeah, and I think as we were discussing last night as well, you know when you have to just pop out to, I don't know, buy some milk, is that what people do? Or just to go take the rubbish out, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
In Singapore, in hot weather, you just put on some flip-flops or whatever, in slippers, you just walk downstairs.
That's true.
Whereas, like, in a cold country, you have to put on 10 layers just to walk outside, then come back in again. It's quite annoying.
Exactly. It's a process. It takes a longer time, so no thanks. But anyway, keep going with those entries. So going over to our Instagram stories. I think the latest I saw was... Let me see.
Okay.
33% picked always hot and 67% have picked always cold.
That's so funny, right? As you said, Singapore is pretty much always hot. So most people don't want to be in Singapore, is it?
Look, I love being in Singapore, but the heat is another thing altogether.
Cartoons, entertainment news.
Which bad girl singer has gone blonde? It is Rihanna. She was photographed on Friday heading into this business meeting in Santa Monica, California with a brand new look. And she debuted this edgy blonde pixie cut. Oh, it looks fantastic. Actually, she can just sort of pull off anything. The color is a rich honey yellow, very different from her recent long brunette style. It's a bit of a mullet-inspired look featuring bangs, too. Now, the Fenty Beauty founder has been expanding her empire, announcing last week that her beauty line will be available in China starting the 1st of April. Definitely down with Rihanna's new bold look.
Meanwhile, on the subject of new things, I guess, Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden of Good Charlotte, and are now parents of two. On Friday, the couple announced the arrival of their second child, a little baby boy, and in a joint post on Instagram, they said, we are blessed and excited to announce the birth of our son, Cardinal Madden. He's awesome. We're also happy he's here. For the kids' safety and privacy, we won't be posting any pictures, but he's really cute. We're feeling so blessed and grateful. Now, Cameron and Benji share a daughter, Radix, who's 4 years old, and the baby announcement comes as a bit of a surprise because they never actually shared that they were expecting. Not that they have to.
Yeah. I think it's kind of nice, actually. It's just like, surprise!
Yeah.
So you got baby number two. Congratulations to the couple.
It's time for your 6:15 Woosa.
Yes, it is Woosa time on a Tuesday, and here is today's quote for you. Nothing is permanent in this crazy world, not even our troubles. All right, let's take a deep breath now. Singapore, breathe in. And let the stress of today out. Namaste, Singapore. We're welcoming back Kruthi today. How's it going, girl?
It's good.
Okay. Are you ready to battle it out today, kind of?
Okay.
It's all right, Krithi. Everything's going to be okay. Don't worry. Are you coming up against Jamie? Hi, Jamie. Tell us something about yourself.
Hi. I'm definitely older than Krithi.
Okay.
Much older, yeah. I just came back from work trying to win some voucher.
Aw. Well, you're playing for the $150 Pura Brasa dining voucher. They are a vibrant Spanish restaurant nestled in Guoco Tower, which is just a few steps away from Tanjung Pagar MRT. So very handy indeed.
Yeah, and they do specialize in charcoal grilling, and they've got an amazing set lunch menu as well. This is available like daily from 12 noon to 3 p.m. featuring a satisfying three-course meal, including their avocado salad. They've got their tagliatelle pasta. You get to end off your meal with the dessert of the day as well, okay?
Yes, if you want to find out more, you can check out their Instagram at purabrasa.singapore. But in order to win that, first of all, you got to win the everyday quiz. So, Krithi and Jamie, are you ready?
Yes.
Cool. Here comes question number one. There was a full moon last night. Was it called a germ moon or worm moon?
Krithi. It's called a worm moon.
Yeah.
The race is on to make the Paris Olympics mosquito-free. But what sound does a mosquito make?
Jamie.
Sure, why not?
Greater Bay Airlines has launched Singapore-Hong Kong flights with one-way fares from $82. Is it a full-service carrier or a low-cost carrier?
Jamie.
Full-cost? Sorry, one more time?
Low-cost carrier?
No, low it's cost. Low cost.
It hit 36.3 degrees Celsius in Choa Chu Kang on Saturday. Was it the highest temperature recorded this year?
Krithi. Yes.
Yeah.
A new study shows that dogs do actually understand us. What do you call a baby dog?
Jamie.
Puppy. Yes.
Continuous heavy traffic is expected at land checkpoints due to the upcoming public holidays. When is the next public holiday?
Jamie.
This Friday
is Good Friday.
Singapore's crunch clash with China will take place tonight in Tianjin after their 2-2 draw in the first leg last week. But how many players are there in a football team?
Jamie.
11 is correct. Well, looking at the scores, Jamie did it in 1, 2, 3, 4. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Jamie.
You did it. Okay.
So you've won that $150 Pura Brasa dining voucher. Who are you going to bring along to enjoy that nice meal?
My husband.
Aww,
very nice. Krithi, there's still one more go tomorrow. Would you come back tomorrow to play the quiz again with us?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ladies, for playing today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Diving into
our pom-pom basket. Pom-pom basket time.
Thanks for all the entries, as always. 9125-9500. Our winner today, though, says, "Hi, Gene and Edward. Today is my hubby's and my first wedding anniversary. We're on the way to celebrate with a nice dinner, smiling with cartoons playing. Here are some pictures from our wedding exactly 1 year ago on the 25th of March, 2023. And that comes from Lydia. And wow, these are some very cute pictures, actually.
They're so nice. I love the one where it kind of looks silhouette-y and it looks like a spotlight between the two of you.
Yeah.
It's so sweet. We love that. Thank you so much. And congratulations. You're our winner today. So enjoy a nice date night out, a pair of tickets to the Art Science Museum's exhibitions.
Yeah, they've got some really cool stuff happening at the moment, including Mars, the Red Mirror exhibition, and their permanent exhibition, Future World, where art meets science. And you'll also be able to head down and check out the Digital Light Canvas by Team Lab, and you'll get a customized badge to commemorate your experience as well. So congratulations, Lydia. We'll be in touch.
For listening to the Catch Up podcast of Cartoons with Gene and Ed. Enjoy the ride. This is Class 95.
Brought to you by the Fluffy McDonald's Scrambled Egg Burger.